Iran has rejected a U.S. proposal for a 45-day ceasefire, saying it wants a permanent end to the war in the Middle East. The head of Iran's diplomatic mission in Cairo, Mojtaba Ferdowsi-Pour, has declared Iran will only accept an end of the war with guarantees that it won't be attacked again. Iran's state-run Irnan News Agency says Tehran conveyed its 10-point response through Pakistan, a key mediator, including proposals on reconstruction and the lifting of sanctions. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, has appeared to widen his threat from civilian targets to the whole Islamic Republic if Iran does not accept his terms to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
They don't want to cry, as the expression goes, uncle, but they will. And if they don't, they'll have no bridges, they'll have no power plants, they'll have no anything. I won't go further because there are other things that are worse than those two. And we might have, well, the thing, if I had my choice, what would I like to do? Take the oil. Because it's there for the taking. There's not a thing they can do about it.